From Spark and Anvil and Creature Care, this is Chart, in Chapter 1 of the Creature Care cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The number glowed on the screen, a vicious red. Leal felt his own blood run cold. It was a liver enzyme, ALT, and it was supposed to be under 100 for a dog like Sunny. This number was 1,247. It wasn't just high. It was a skyscraper piercing the clouds. "He's in total liver failure," Leo said, his voice cracking on the last word. He spun around, looking for Dr. Eva, for anyone. "We have to get him on the IV protocol before he crashes." The only other person in the diagnostics lab didn't look up. He sat at a low, circular table, sorting what looked like a deck of thick, cream-colored cards. This was Chart. He was new, part of the cohort of specialists who had arrived last week. He was small for a tween, with enormous, deep brown eyes that seemed to see right through the surface of things. A tuft of soft hair stuck straight up from his head, and he wore the standard-issue vet tunic, though his seemed a bit too big. Most striking were his hands. His fingers were incredibly long and slender, especially the middle one on each hand. He moved them with a slow, deliberate grace, like a musician tuning an instrument.
"Which number are you looking at, Leo?" Chart asked. His voice was quiet, calm. It was the kind of voice that could soothe a panicked rabbit. It did not, however, soothe Leo.
"The ALT," Leo pointed a trembling finger at the monitor. "It's over 1,200. Sunny's liver is shutting down. We're losing him."
Chart finally looked up from his cards. He didn't look at the monitor. He looked at Leo.
"Are we?" he asked. "Is that what the whole story says?"
"What story?"
"The number says it all."
Chart gave a slight shake of his head. He stood and walked over to the main console, his movements unhurried. With a few taps of one long finger, he brought up all of Sunny's data for the day. The screen filled with columns and graphs. He pulled a small metallic device from his pocket. It looked like a silver pen, but when he clicked it, a thin beam of light projected onto the table, creating a blank canvas. "Bring me the cards," Chart said. Leo hesitated. "Shouldn't we be..." "The cards," Chart repeated, his voice still gentle, but with an edge of command that made Leo move. He grabbed the stack from the table. They felt heavy, solid. Each card represented a single piece of information. "History," Chart said, holding out a hand. Leo found the card labeled Patient History, Sunny Miller. He handed it over. Chart placed it on the left side of the glowing canvas. "Physical exam." Leo found the card from Dr. Eva's morning checkup and handed it over. Chart placed it next to the first one. "Now, the labs. All of them."
Leo gave him the whole stack of lab result cards. Chart didn't look for the scary red number. He laid them out, one by one, in a neat grid. White blood cells, platelets, kidney values, electrolytes, and yes, the liver enzymes. He placed the card with the skyscraper ALT number near the center. It looked just as alarming on paper as it did on the screen. Chart leaned over the table, his big eyes scanning the layout. He raised his right hand, extending that one impossibly long, thin finger. He began to tap. Tap, tap, tap. He tapped the history card. "Ate an unknown quantity of kitchen garbage last night," he murmured, reading the notes. Tap. He touched the physical exam card. "Abdomen soft, non-painful." Tap, tap. He moved to the labs. "White blood cell count, elevated." Tap. "Another liver enzyme, ALKP, only slightly elevated." Tap. "Bilirubin, normal." Tap. His finger moved like a spider spinning a web,
leaving faint trails of light from his tracker pen connecting one card to another. A pattern began to emerge on the table, a constellation of data points. The bright, terrifying ALT number was part of it, but it was no longer the only thing Leo could see. It was one star among many. Reacting to one number is like hearing a single loud cymbal crash and assuming you've heard the whole symphony, Chart said softly. He finally tapped Bathyag Red number. This is a very loud note. It gets your attention, but it is not the song. He drew a glowing circle that connected the garbage eating, the high white blood cells, and the angry liver enzyme. The way we practice good diagnostics is by finding the pattern. We listen to all the notes to hear the song. He looked at Leo. What song do you hear now?
Leo stared at the web of light on the table. The story wasn't liver failure anymore. It was simpler. Dumber. He ate garbage, Leo said, the knot in his stomach finally starting to loosen. His body is fighting off some nasty bacteria from the trash, which is why his white blood cells are up. And all that junk is making his liver work overtime to clean up the mess, which is why that one enzyme is so high. Chart nodded, a small, approving smile on his face. A classic case of acute gastroenteritis, he said. Then he added, with a hint of dry humor, or as I like to call it, I ate the entire contents of the kitchen tritis. Leo let out a breath he didn't realize he'd been holding. Sunny wasn't dying. He just had a colossal stomach ache. The treatment wasn't a high-risk liver protocol. It was fluids and supportive care to help his body win the battle it was already fighting. Numbers are notes, Chart said, tapping his stack of cards, tidying them into a single pile. But they are not the song. The song is the pattern. Never forget that. Leo looked from Chart's thoughtful face to the monitor, where the red number still blared. It didn't seem so scary anymore. It was just a clue, a single piece of a much larger, more interesting puzzle. And with that thought, Leo felt the last of the fear drain out of his shoulders. His breath came slow and easy again, and a quiet, warm calm settled over him. The steady, glad feeling of knowing Sunny was going to be okay.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Chart. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.